you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is a pleasure to have you on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel is boarding a plane and heading to Miami, Florida, where she'll be speaking for the rest of the week and speaking to gobs of people out there. 40 people already signed up for her class on how to become a micro-influencer, and she is killing it, but it gives us the opportunity to have folks like Nick Rockwell hanging out with us. Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad to be here.
It's we're having a good time. 1 hour down. You asked me before the show, does time fly?
It does.
It does. It really does.
Really, really fast.
And we're talking. Now, I got to be honest with you, though. I'm a little bit torn on Facebook right now because last week I was asked by Charles Tindell, who is America's ethical hacker, to be on his radio show. Show is called The Charles Tindell Show. And it is, it's going, so here's the thing, I'm boggled by this because I don't understand what I'm watching. We did the interview last week, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's playing over Facebook Live
right now
with video of him and I interacting, but I'm right here now live interacting with you, Nick. And I don't, I know this has got to be some kind of an app that takes a delayed or a pre-produced product and allows it to go live. It's probably something as simple as that, but I've never seen it before. And this is kind of cool because I am literally in two places at one time. And the last time I did that, I was on stage.
There's a magic trick for you.
I was on stage for 5,000 people. So, wow, kind of cool. Folks, if you want to go check it out, we were talking about I just wrote to Charles Tindell. I'm like, okay, dude, but we went on the air, so I couldn't chat this thing up with him. And now he's like, sup? Because he's not live either, but we're both live on Facebook Live. Have you ever seen anything like that?
I haven't. This is really kind of cool.
I think unicorns exist.
They may. Bigfoot.
The rhinoceros.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, yeah, that could be there, too. All right. So we're talking to Nick Rockwell, and in our last segment at the top of the hour, we were chatting about influencer effect and what it's done for you and your business. You truly are an influencer in our community, in the community of Experience Pros, which has, you know, several hundred people who are connected one through another and whatnot. And we put out the invite for anybody who wanted to go to massivemediaexposure.com, which would give a report on how to get on the radio. And we give 7 steps. It's just super. It's not super easy, but the steps are fairly straightforward.
Yeah,
right?
If I can figure it out, anybody can figure it out.
And not only that, if you do step number 6, I promise you, just step number 6, if that's the only one that you do, you will be a commodity that reporters and producers from around the world are looking for. So go get your report, massivemediaexposure.com. LockNessMonster.com, and then join our community. And during the commercial break, one of our listeners joined the community. So welcome. We're glad that you're there. Want to address the why. So why would anybody want to become an influencer, and what does it have to do with their business? Well, think about this for just a second, Nick. As a micro-influencer, you become the person that people want to know, like, and trust.
Yes.
Right? When you do that, when their point of need, I don't need carpet today. I live in an apartment. I don't make that decision. I don't need carpet today. But there's coming a time when I'll go out and I'll go get myself a home, and I'm going to need carpet or flooring of some nature. And at that point of need, you want to be the guy who's top of mind, right?
Yes, I do.
And so how do you do that? And why should you become an influencer? Because the influencer is the one with the spotlight. The influencer is the one that people are thinking of and talking to and discussing.
For me, it has to do with doing the right thing, even when nobody else is looking.
Sure.
And when I deal with my customers, I don't try to oversell. I ask a lot of questions. Is it their house? Are they going to be there for less than 5 years? Is it a rental property? That kind of dictates to what I show them. You know, I try to find the right product for them, and I don't try to oversell it. And, you know, if they upsell themselves, that's one thing. But, I'm never pushy. I'm never in their face. My job is to make sure that they have all the information so they can make a better informed decision for what's right for them and their family.
Right. And again, that plus the fact that you're constantly putting people together and you're connecting
yes.
with others.
Having the right people makes everything.
I'm telling you, folks, listen to me. This is the most important thing that I have to say to you today, aside from call Nick Rockwell. What's that number?
720-903-0845.
What you know is nowhere near as important as who knows you. That's it right there. And please be sure not to miss. You know, there's three words in that sentence. You said that you got two words for me.
I can't count.
Yeah, that's it. the three words, who knows you, go in that specific order. It's not the old phrase. You may know the old phrase that says it's not what you know, but or it's not what you know, but who you know that matters. Who you know really doesn't matter, and I hate to break it to you that way, but I know a lot of people.
I do too.
And they're not doing anything for me if they don't know me back.
They haven't gotten me a job someplace.
Right?
They might be a reference or something, but they're not going to hand me something.
There you go. And not only that, but who knows you? I mean, let's just say you're an author of a book, and Oprah Winfrey knows you.
That
is your book likely to sell?
Oh, it's going to be a bestseller.
It's going to be a bestseller.
It's going to be a bestseller.
It's going to sell out. And so get your mindset around the who knows you. And if you come up lacking in that area, you say, I wish more people knew me. And what are the signs? Well, you're somebody who networks. You're somebody who goes to a chamber of commerce or multiple. You're with somebody who goes to leads groups. You're somebody who carries a stack of business cards because everybody that you meet needs to know who you are. That's why you do those things. You want people to know you. Well,
I carry other people's business cards too.
You
I mean,
do.
You know, there's a stack.
Oh, show
right
and tell.
There.
Come on,
you know?
That is 2 inches thick, and it came out of your right pocket.
I've got more in the left pocket.
And it's other people's cards because Nick is a walking Rolodex of connection. And I just dated myself by using that.
That's
folks,
okay.
The Rolodex, for those of you who are millennials or younger, the Rolodex is the equivalent to your contact list on your phone.
Only in paper form and on a big roll.
Right.
And in Eric's case, it's a really big roll.
Such a thing exists. But there it is right there, folks. That's the thing that I really want to impress upon you is you never know at what point somebody's going to need your service and or product. Or somebody that you know. You become just as valuable. So let me describe what happened right before the show.
Okay.
You have somebody who's also a member of the Experience Pros Network.
Yes.
Who put out a job posting. We're looking for technicians and anybody who can come in and help us in the HVAC arena.
Yes.
So you saw that. You picked up your phone and called a former member of the Experience Pros Network.
Yes, he still does great work.
Does great work in the HVAC. Great friend. And said, hey, maybe you ought to be interested in this thing. And he says, coincidentally, I'm looking for somebody too. Well, maybe, and I heard you say this, maybe you two can help each other.
Yes.
That's the culture that we're talking about at Experience Pros. That's, and not just Experience Pros, but it's a culture of influence.
It really is. And what I should say about that former member is that he's already turned down millions of dollars worth of work because he just doesn't have enough time. So he's looking for other people as well. And it may be a great opportunity for these two to, you know, help each other out when, you know, they have the work and the ability to do it. They just, you know, might be in a slow time or whatever it might be.
Right.
So it just benefits everybody all around.
Yeah, it really does. And it's such, I'm so excited to see when people get it and the light goes on and they realize it's not what I know, but who knows me. And who I know can connect other people so they know you, right? The influencer wheel goes around and around, and before you know it, business gets done. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Sales for the Experience Pros Network, sales are not the goal. That may sound crazy.
Building relationships.
Sales are not the goal. They are the unavoidable result of what will happen when you become an influencer. We can help. ExperiencePros.com. Back after this.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Nick Rockwell, Carpet Direct, hanging out in place of Angel today.
Glad to be here.
And you know, on any other time, I would say, Nick, Angel's got to be here for this particular interview, in large part because our next guest is, she wrote a book, and it's called Make a List. And, you know, Angel is such a list maker, has a book of a similar title along that way. Award-winning author, writer, speaker, professor, and gifted wordsmith Marilyn McIntyre is here to talk about her brand new book, Make a List. Welcome, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It is very nice to have you. Let's start with this. And it's kind of because I was the editor for my business partner's book, and she's so sorry that she can't be here to chat with you because I know you just would hit it off. It's kind of, I'm asking questions that are rhetorical for me, but for the rest of the audience, what's so good about making lists? Why lists?
Well, I have found that list making clarifies and helps you to specify things that you've been vague about. It helps you unearth things that come up to surprise you. If you just start in and you say, what do I want now? Things I want. And you start putting down things you know you want. And after a while, you start realizing that you want things that you didn't realize you wanted, or you actually don't want things you thought you wanted. And that kind of thing happens almost every time you really start generating a list.
All right. And so you say that... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
So they take you by surprise.
Right. You talk about lists becoming seeds for pivotal conversations. That's an unusual position for the way I think about lists. What do you mean by that? Seeds for conversations.
Well, I think that when you actually slow yourself down enough to name, for instance, things I want or what I'm willing to let go of or what I hope for, and you just persist for a few minutes in naming and keeping naming what that might be, then you begin to be able to talk about what it is you hope for or are willing to let go of or want or foresee in much more meaningful terms. So it makes you more persuasive, it makes you more aware makes you a more active participant in brainstorming sessions or conversations about anything.
Absolutely, and that makes a lot of sense. We're talking to Marilyn McIntyre. The book is called Make a List, How a Simple Practice Can Change Our Lives and Open Our Hearts. And for our listeners, where do we get a copy? And secondarily, how do we connect with you?
Oh, well, it's published by Erdmans, and you can get copies. I think right now they're doing a 30% discount at Erdmans.com, Erdmans.com. That's the publisher. Or you can get it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, any of the big vendors.
Wherever fine books are sold, but at 30% off at Erdmans, Erdmans.com. Love that.
Right.
Yeah. So, Marilyn, this is Nick. I have a question for you. The question is how does list making affect our ability to see things that are right in front of us?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. Well, I think I was talking to a woman earlier who was talking about just her stresses in dealing with small children all day. And I think if you back up and say, what small children teach me, then you might be able to see them in new terms. Or if you simply start making a list of those stresses, all of a sudden you begin to see that some of the things that are stressful are also rewarding, and you begin to reframe what's in front of you.
That's a really good
point.
Or if
you just look around and say, what I hate about this room, you start thinking what you could rearrange.
There's a list.
That's a
realize
big list.
There are things you could do about that. Yeah, actually that happened. We had a family conversation one evening, and I just posed the question, what if you could redesign one thing in your environment, what would it be? And two of the kids started talking about what they would change in their house, and their mom gave them permission, and now they've really reorganized the house in a fun way for themselves. And that came out of a playful conversation.
And they own it. Because
cool.
they were involved in that. I love that. All right, so then, Marilyn, talk about the science, if you will, for just a minute, that happens when somebody actually writes something down.
Well, there is a brain-to-hand connection that is really missing if you don't put something on paper. And I love the line that's often attributed to Auden, the poet, who said, how can I know what I think till I see what I say? So there's something about writing something that makes you realize it. I mean, the verb realize is to make it real.
Yeah.
Put a word into the world, and all of a sudden it speaks back to you. You think, oh, huh. And actually, one of the kinds of lists I've found really useful are word lists, just synonyms. Am I perplexed or confused or anxious or befuddled? And you start putting those words down, and you begin to distinguish more carefully between one state of mind in another.
Marilyn, you sound like somebody who is very zen and comfortable in her own skin, who has a lot of time on her hands.
I don't have a lot of time on my hands. That's another thing I love about lists. They don't take very long.
Right.
We're not talking paragraphs.
Marilyn, don't you retain things when you write these lists down as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Although I have to admit that I write grocery lists, but I generally leave them at home. And then I wander the aisles of the grocery store like anybody else.
Oh, good. I'm not the only person. Oh, shoot.
I am so guilty of that. My wife hates it, especially when I go hungry.
But having written things down, they do remain in your mind in a different way. And I think also just putting them down reminds you to put other things down. And what comes up, as I said, can sometimes be really valuable. So just the process of externalizing what's in there. Pulling on a thread.
Well, I'm so impressed. The book, folks, is called Make a List, How a Simple Practice Can Change Our Lives and Open Our Hearts. And Marilyn McIntyre is the author. Marilyn, we've got about a minute left here. A final thought and a word of inspiration for our listeners.
Well, I think there are lots of kinds of lists in here, lists that commemorate. I think lists can go to a really deep place. When I'm a hospice volunteer, and when people are working through grief, naming some of their sorrows is really important. So I have to say that I think lists can range from the trivial to the really soul-searching. and can be a wonderful discipline for coming to know yourself in a deeper way.
Really, really well said. Folks, get a copy of the book, make a list, and you don't have to actually write this one down. Just go to Erdmans, Erdmans.com for a 30% discount, or go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold, and pick up a copy. In fact, pick up two, because you know you need to give it to somebody as well. Marilyn McIntyre, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks. Folks, don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk just on the other side of this. We got Captain Comedy over here, Nick Rockwell. And
I'm here all day.
We'll be back right after this.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Attention, business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. We've discovered that Nick Rockwell kind of enjoys hanging out here in the studio.
This is a blast. I should do this more often.
You almost should say Angel should leave more often, but she really shouldn't. She's gone a lot.
Need somebody.
Very nice to have you along with us.
You.
Nick Rockwell, Carpet Direct, serving the Front Range of Colorado for several years and taking great care of your customers. Give out your phone number, if you will, Nick.
It's 720-903-0845.
All right. And Nick, you're a married guy, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. So this probably has absolutely nothing to do with you. But I am single and came across an article actually in Success Magazine that caught my attention. And the title is Ending a Relationship? Here are 6 ways to break up better. So it's not 50 ways to leave your lover, but it might be 6 ways to stay friends or at least have a healthy resolution. Margie Worrell is the author. She says, can you recall a time when you stayed in a relationship long past its expiration date? If you can, you're in good company. A lot of people struggle with ending relationships, even the ones that are difficult, right? And it's difficult because romantic relationships, partnerships, business relationships, all of them involve personal feelings, right? People say it's not personal, it's business. Guess what? It's personal. We do. We make our decisions, Nick, on a personal level.
Yes, we do.
Right? So if there's no magic to ending a personal relationship or any kind of relationship, there are some things that at least we can that can enable all parties to come out on the other side less hurt and more whole, which allows the healing to take place much quicker. And who knows, you know, here at Experience Pros, I mean, we've had over the years, we've probably had 1,000 people come and go through our doors. And, you know, we realize that our services are not for everyone and they're not forever, right? Mm-hmm. But during the time that people are with us, we love serving them and we have a great time. And when they decide it's time to move on and go to a different direction in their marketing and or business development, I think the thing that surprises them the most is that we give them our blessing.
I would agree.
Right? That we say, you know, hey, is there anything that we can do to help you make that transition to whatever it is you're doing next?
Since the day I've met you guys have always said, you know, what can we do to help you? Even, you know, if we can't, you know, is there somebody we can introduce you to?
Right.
It's all about the help.
Right. So the first step in this article, and again, the article from success.com, and it's ending a relationship and how to break up better. Right? is, number one, set your highest intention. And the article says, as human beings, we're wired for belonging and connection. Cutting off connections requires a lot of courage because it risks a lot of fallout. But ask yourself, what do I want in my business, career, partnership, marriage? And can this relationship move me towards it? Writing down those reflections in a journal can help you flesh out the thoughts so that when you're contemplating, this really isn't going to work, right? You can at least have a solid thought process of why.
Touching back with what Marilyn said, make a list.
Make a list. Absolutely. Absolutely. The next thing is to be willing to embrace discomfort. And Nick, as a military man, I know that you lived in that world for a lot of years.
Yes, sir.
Right? You know, there are a lot of things that are not comfortable.
Not at all.
And yet, you have to be willing to embrace those things in order to get through them.
You just embrace, you know, whatever comes at you, and you make do and move on.
So many of us choose to seek pleasure and avoid pain at all cost, and that's not a real world scenario, because the real world involves pain. It involves challenges and struggles and sometimes disagreements and sometimes collateral damage.
There's a phrase in the military that says embrace the suck. And it just means that, you know, things are going to be hard, and just to embrace it because they're sometimes unavoidable, and to just, you know, keep your head down and keep moving. Eventually it will stop.
Yeah. The article says, ask yourself, what lays at stake here if I stick with the status quo and let my fear of feeling uncomfortable call the shots? And so embrace that lack of comfort, and make sure that you know that, you know, when we go through challenges, when there are difficult times, the fact of the matter is that we can and should be okay through that. You know, that we can. It starts here in your mind, right? And it travels down to your heart. I tell people all the time, the longest journey you'll ever take is the 18 inches from your head to your heart, right? Here's the next thing. If you're going through a breakup or a separation or a dissolution of a business or a partnership or whatever it may be, take responsibility. There are no victims and there are no villains. Just own your role.
Yes.
Right? You know, sometimes when relationships turn sour, you want to lay the blame on others, to cast ourselves as the victim and others are the villain. Right? And that happens.
Sometimes you just got to take a step back and take a look at yourself.
That's exactly right. Take 100% responsibility for your failure or what you did to bring to the table to lead you to the point. And then don't crucify yourself either. Just own it. Right? Just take it. Take that. Take ownership of that. Be civil no matter what. Have character. No matter what, and then go high, take the high road, no matter what. Because you're not, you know, I saw a conversation on Facebook between two friends, and these two friends have polar opposite political agendas, right?
Yes.
And ideologies. And
that happens these days.
And it does. It, you know, this is America, and we live in a completely polarized 50-50, 51-49, whatever, kind of a society. But to take the gloves off and take cheap shots is, it's inexcusable. And I see that a lot. The next thing is to practice compassion. You got to remember, at the end of the day, the person that you once loved them for a lot of reasons.
There were a lot of reasons.
Right?
Well, you know, what were those reasons?
And the person that you once chose to work with, or the business that you once chose to engage in, all of those had your seal of approval at one point. So be compassionate, because those are people. Behind the businesses, behind the relationships, behind the words and the romance, you know, it's a bigger scale, if you will, or a bigger stage. Here's the next one. I found this one interesting. Don't should your relationships. That's weird English, so let me read to you what it says. When ending a relationship, many people struggle with a lot of guilt. It says, when my sister was confiding in me to considering, she was considering ending her engagement, she says it would just kill him, and I'd just die if I had to do that. I pointed out to her, his heart would continue to beat, and quite frankly, her fiancé deserved better than to marry someone who felt the way that she did.
That's a good point.
Those are two sisters talking to each other in candid ways, right? Invariably, the word should enters those conversations. I should just go ahead with it. But here's the deal. If your main reason for staying in a relationship is because you think you should, rather than because it's what you truly want, ask yourself, is what I'm getting from staying in this relationship greater than what I'm giving up? I say this to Angel all the time, and it shouldn't imply in any way, shape, or form that there's any kind of breakup going on. We're solid and strong as ever. But here's the thing that I say to her about the shoulds. If fear is the only thing holding you back, you should proceed with reckless abandon, right? And that's for doing the right thing, not being fearful and letting fear paralyze you. And then finally, focus on the future. If you have an instinctual negative bias, you tend to focus on the right here, the right now, woe is me. If you focus on the future and realize that it's going to be better for everybody, you'll get through whatever that breakup may be in a better way. Nick Rockwell and Eric Raymer here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. We will return to wrap this program up right after this.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC ConsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Oh, you know, you like it. You love it. You want some more of it. Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel is on a plane to Miami where she is speaking before, I believe there's going to be 5,000 people at the Small Business Expo Miami, Florida. And her lecture on how to get massive media results and leverage your brand into influencer status has already had like 40 people signed up last week for the event that hasn't happened until tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's awesome.
We got Nick Rockwell hanging out with us. Nick.
Hey, everybody.
Very cool to have you in the program, man.
Well, thank you, man. I really enjoy this.
This is the final segment.
It's flown by.
It really does. It goes by really quickly, and I'm super grateful for you. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit about some business hacks that you can use to boost your efficiency in 2018. Now, Nick, you're a pretty efficient guy, and it must be your military discipline kicking in because you're 98% goofball.
But, I really am.
But, and I say that in love. I mean, I really do. I really dig you. But you get more done than 10 guys. How do you do it?
You just got to maximize your time. And you know, there's different things you can do is just using your time more efficiently and you know, closing the door, avoiding distractions. You know, when you're on, you know, not saying to drive with your phone in your ear while you're driving, but, you know, making phone calls, you know, hands-free when I'm in the car and utilizing some of that time to contact my customers or
you do a lot of that downtime double tasking.
What I call that yellow time where you're not actually at a job site, but you're going to a job site, you know, and, you know, when you're off, you're off, and when you're working, you're working. So,
Yeah. I got a phone call at... I had a phone call at 11:15 last night,
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. It wasn't you. It has been you in the past.
Well, that's only because I knew you were up.
Yeah, yeah. And the person who called me, she probably knew that I was up as well, but I didn't take it. I hope Angel's listening. I didn't take it because we train the behavior that we expect, right? If I take that phone call at 11:15, guess what I have subconsciously said?
It's the norm.
Call me at 11:15 anytime you want. Do not do that, folks. So I didn't take it. So I came across an article on entrepreneur.com, and it talks about ways that we can make our business run more smoothly with less wasted time and effort. So business hacks. Number one, take a look at what isn't working. Before you change anything, you need to know how to accurately identify inefficient processes. Do you have a system for identifying inefficiencies?
You know, I try to streamline things as much as I can and what works and what doesn't work. And you know, we talked a little bit earlier about failures. Some of those failures have helped to promote some things that work better. And sometimes just keeping it simple is the best way to do things.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when you find something that's not working, don't be content to just say, oh, there it is, that's not working. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Find out why it's not working. Is there a system or a process? Is there something, you know, is there a middleman involved or multiple middle people involved that might be slowing down the process? Because you might find that a simple tweak clears up the bottleneck.
Makes all the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the next one. And that is to explore digital integration. Now, what that means is there an app for that, right? Can we streamline our process by bringing in digital? And I give the example. Keep it simple. I've used this before. When I was a professional magician, and every night I was in a new town, and every night I would have to supply the board operator and the lighting operator with the various cues and the various lighting tech, you know, this goes up at this point, the music goes on when I say this word, that kind of stuff, right? And then I would have to supply the introducer, the person who is hosting the event, to introduce me. I would have to give them a bio to introduce me, so that at the very last thing he says is, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Eric Raymer, right? Nick, I kid you not, I went for years, handwriting those cues, same sheet every night.
You do realize you could have just brought the same sheet over and over again, right?
You give it away and it never comes back, but I could have gotten like a copier of it, right? Or I could have put it in Word document and printed off a bunch of them. I never did it for
Here's
years.
A PDF.
For years. Don't get technical with me in those three letter acronyms. I really did have a problem. Here's another one that I want to, and we'll probably end with this: build communities and resources. And you know, if you want to be more efficient, realize that you don't do everything well, right? You might do one thing well. You might even do two things well. If you're phenomenal, you might do three things well, but you don't do everything well.
I don't do my taxes on my own because I don't do them well.
Right?
I'm going to pay somebody that does that.
Absolutely. And by the way, you'll probably end up getting more back because they know the right questions to ask and the right places to put those numbers. So, you know, building a community, which kind of brings us full circle to our community of influencers that we have here on the Experience Pros Network, and anywhere you can hear this, you know, our voice, we invite you to go and make a difference today for you and your business. Go to massivemediaexposure.com and go get that report that says seven steps to getting featured on the radio. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, we're going to do two things. First of all, we're going to send you the report. And the second thing is we're going to invite you into our free community, our group on Facebook. And we're not going to knock you over the head with sales pitches or anything like that. What we will do is we'll train you.
Yes.
We will train you for excellence. And if you want that, it's free. And all you got to do is go to MassiveMediaExposure.com, connect with us, and do that. Nick Rockwell, you've been amazing hanging out with us today.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really grateful to be here.
Carpet Direct here in the Colorado market. What's your phone number?
720-903-0845.
Kicks and giggles. Do it again.
720-903-0845.
That's Nick Rockwell. Now that he's got the taste of co-hosting, he's probably going to want to do it again. We appreciate you for tuning in. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for being a part of the Experience Pros Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk. This is the Experience Pros Radio Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. For more information, you can contact the Experience Pros by calling 720-344-2446 or contact them on the web at experiencepros.com or on Facebook and Twitter at Experience Pros. If your customers love you, we want to know you. What are you waiting for? Join the revolution.
BizTalk Radio.